Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Monday's City Council meeting. A very short City Council meeting, time-wise. Just take us really quick, Aaron, I guess, recap Monday's meeting, some of the highlights of Monday's meeting.
Yeah, really just a couple of things handled Monday night. It was a relatively short meeting, as you mentioned. First, we went through sort of a technicality, which is approving some transfers. These were approved as part of the budget. We do these every year. It's basically just moving some funds around as per the budget to make sure we've got the money where we need it. Iowa State Code requires that that goes before council. So even though it is more of a technicality, it is something we're required to do there. We also had some amendments to our zoning code. No, what I would consider significant changes. A lot of it is some clarification type language. We occasionally find that there are small contradictions in the code or code that leaves gray area. And as a staff, we don't like gray area if we can avoid it. So we had some cleanup language there. So that went through. We also had an update to our floodplain ordinance. And so that's language that basically comes straight from FEMA. And we just do that every couple of years. They review their code. They change their maps based on what they're seeing, where the floodplains would be. And they provide updates to language. And so we adopted those as well. So really not too heavy of an agenda. I think it took us about 10 minutes tonight, so just some cleanup work really tonight.
And you also went into closed session. I don't know how much you can talk, but take the listeners through exactly as much as you can of the closed session.
Yeah, we did enter into a closed session on the grounds of potential litigation. This is a situation where some work was done for the city a couple of years ago, and as part of that, we didn't feel like some of the work was done satisfactorily, and so we're pursuing trying to get that remedied, essentially. The city has actually paid to fix that. It got to a point where we felt like settlement issues were causing a safety risk there. So the city actually fronted the money. At this point, we would be working with the company involved to try and recoup that. We feel like it's important to let contractors know that if their work isn't done properly, that we will go back on the maintenance bond and expect satisfaction. And so we received some direction from council tonight to follow up with one last letter to them, pointing out why we feel like they owe us some restitution to make the situation right. If that is not satisfied, then we will most likely be going to court with them.
And now tonight was also the last City Council meeting of 2017. The next one is scheduled for the day after New Year's on January 2nd. So I got to ask you the question, take us through 2017, some of the highlights, some of the negatives, positives, and the total direction for the City Council moving forward into 2018.
Well, I think we accomplished a lot of great things in 2017. Some difficulties and struggles. I think that's natural. It kind of comes with the business of city government, but I think a lot of positives too. Some of the things that come to my mind would be, well, first of all, an election. So we have a steady council, which is a good thing for us. We did have some council turnover, so we're happy to see that resolved and have a full 5-member council. A lot of street work done, specifically Robinson Street. I know a lot of folks really pleased to see that happening. And some of that work will actually spill over into the spring. I think that's a big part of what we did in 2017. I think there's some visible changes you can see for the positive, but I think a lot of what we did is a great setup for what you're going to see in 2018. We were able to partner with the school district for Proposition A, which will bring 8 new tennis courts adjacent to our rec center. We authorized some bond sales. Those haven't quite taken place, but they will shortly. That will mean more street work, another $1.5 million. Extension of trails. It will mean doubling the footprint of our library. Also means the airport will get a new runway, and we'll also be doing some pretty significant work in Youngs Park. So we're excited to be bringing these quality of life amenities to the community. So I think 2017 really sets the table for a big 2018. And one nice surprise that snuck in right here at the end of 2017 is we just, working with 3M, we heard that they have received from their headquarters, an expansion that's going to be coming here to Knoxville. It's going to add some jobs. And so that's always a great thing, too. So really, I think a lot of positives in 2017 and looking forward to another big year in 2018.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.